Good morning. Paul and I want to we want to do a day's worth in about 18 minutes. That's about what we have. So we will, because you see, the last part of this morning's eye-opener will be to move the stage. This is a new C. It was A, B. Paul and I had planned an A, B, but this is now C. See? Who knows? Paul and I are going to wing it. We'll probably come with crippled wings, but that's what opens eyes. Hold on. I really got into the show last night when these beautiful people who were doing the lights were never told that I was going to sort of sing and shout that Electric Ride song. And suddenly I knew that I didn't know the words, so I had to get from that stage over here. And if you were here last night, you saw me run. that was a serious run. I thought as long as I had to get over into the light, that I should not pretend that I was acting. So it was for real, and that's what emergencies call for. They call for that reality. I've asked Paul to play "So Nimm denn meine Hände." It's the same melody as "Take Thou My Hand, O Father." It's somehow when you translate from German to English, the tune stays similar. So, and very, very soft, Paul. We're not going to sing it, and I want to get into Dayton, Ohio. I was in Dayton, Ohio. Have you ever been to Dayton, Ohio on a five-hour layover in an airport and you wonder whether you can stand it? And you can if you look. And I saw a piece of a story. That's all you ever see. You see a piece of a story. If you see a child doing something or anyone in the village today, it's a piece of the whole story. And to be too quick would be to be in error. I saw a whole family come to Dayton, Ohio, and they were meeting a young man who was coming back from war. They all came. It seemed like all, the women, the father, the grandfather, and the baby. She held the baby to her and then to the window. They looked through the smoke glass at night. The loudspeaker announced the arrival, and they moved to the corridor. But they did not go down the concourse to gate 8. It was a long concourse. They waited, as though not to rush him, to let him come on his own, at his own speed in Dayton, Ohio. He was coming. That's what she said. Glad and afraid, he's coming. He was coming, and they did not run. They stood in silent restraint, apprehensive, tense, though not quite sure how it would all turn out. And he kept coming to her, his sister, or his wife. The other held a baby. The one in blue was ready to hug the man. There was nothing between them, nothing, not even the baby. And he was in front of her in khaki. He looked past her. It was a long look, many months long, as if to reclaim her slowly, gradually. After a long time apart, away, he leaned on her in Dayton, Ohio, sobbing. He had not hugged her. He was crying his way back, sobbing into her shoulder, remembering his way back, repenting, reclaiming her and the new baby. He had not seen the baby. She had written, his eyes swam, looking hard at the child. He had not made up his mind about the child. It got to the man in Dayton, and he began reaching his way back to the child, to the baby, and a woman. He held it tight, the baby, smiling just a little, reclaiming the baby. And the woman with the baby, hugging them a lot, hugging his way back. And then in Dayton, Ohio, at night, a baby cried, just a little, and he missed the cry of his buddies in the bunkers. He'd felt like a novice with a child. He'd been famous in the front lines, famous for his nerve, for controlling emotions and leading men through fire to death. And a baby restored his fame. It cried, and the crying brought out the hero in the man in khaki. He cried his way back. Lord, reunite the millions who are coming back from anywhere. And let some tiny, simple thing this day bring back in us the hero we are, the one Christ made us to be. Amen. You can take a bummer and turn it into a hymn and file it under O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And wound and blood get to be pretty if you harmonize them, but when they were first bleeding and when they were first pain and they were past patches, was a bummer. And there was fear. So part of eye-opener is not to miss the credentials and the essentials of the accidents. When creative people get together, what usually happens is one picks the other up and hugs her. Or that's a very creative act. A very creative act is when someone stumbles across an idea and writes it down and gives it to a composer. A very creative thing to do is to run to someone or sneak at night the way Nicodemus did, or in the early morning, and tell them something that you have to unbear, and you must tell someone, and they pray. That's people getting together. And not everything that's creative gets composed or gets painted or gets rhymed. Some of it gets hugged and some of it gets patched and patted and some of it simply gets known. It's good sometimes for someone else to know one thing, and that's enough. That's a very creative moment. And Holden is a place like that for many. I told Paul, I think, 4 sentences, maybe 5. But let's see if I can remember them. And I think Paul has done music to all of them, but I gave him another one this morning, and maybe, I don't know if he's got music to it. But sometimes a Band-Aid, you know, isn't big enough. And you're not quite ready, he'll stretch it. If he wants to, and if he won't, he'll say tomorrow, or something like that. Some people get afraid because they think that one person's going to force himself on the other. But the first sentence, I think, is called, I will. You know that one? I will. I think that comes out of Gethsemane, also comes out of me, comes out of anyone, but it came out of Gethsemane too. Some people like it locked up at Gethsemane, they don't know they have an I will in them. You can have a Gethsemane in you, you know. It's called I will, or I will not, and then finally I will. So another one is, oh hill. Now I'm rhyming, obviously. And another one is, I thirst. Well, that doesn't rhyme, does it?
Be still.
Be still. Well, I knew thirst doesn't rhyme with hill, but I knew it happened on the hill. I'll have to get another one. Thirst. I should have known that. Okay. And then until?
Fulfill.
What?
Fulfill.
Fulfill. And then? No until? I want an until, Paul. See, now I'm doing this to Paul. Now, Paul's got to scramble. You know what this this is called? Chaos. And chaos always creates the possibility of creativity. That means when you arrange a system within chaotic systems, you've got creativity. It may be just a little thing. So, Paul, the sequence that you have now, let's just rearrange it once more and let's see what happens. This makes Paul nervous a little. I'm nervous a little, too. If you don't have nervousness along the day, but here's a sequence. Now, listen. I will. And then, oh, hill. And then, which one?
Be still.
Be still. That's right. And then,
fulfill.
Fulfill Easter. And now we live in the until.
Until.
Are we rhyming? We're together, aren't we?
We're close.
We're close. Oh, good. Well, I wanted to open Paul's eyes. Mine are getting opener. Okay, Paul, help us hear the tune through this and see
how
we
When you work with Herb, you learn never to count on anything for sure, almost.
No, almost doesn't work. No, until. It's got to run. You can't, not
all
almost.
Right. Why don't we just go through this again? I will repeat. I'll say it once, and then we will repeat it. I will, O hill, be still, fulfill, until I will, O hill, be still.
Oh.
Now that just came this morning while you were talking there. So may we go through it again? I will, let's go. I will, O hill, be still, fulfill, until I will, O hill, be still. Now, instead of that word until, if I could have put so or something. Thanks, Jim. Let's go through it again because I have a melody here that I wonder if it's going to work. But we have to first learn the words. I will, hear, be still, fulfill, until I will, hill, be still. Now, here it is. Be still, fulfill. You probably recognize that as a round. So let me sing it for you at this eye opener. It's liable to open your ears more than your eyes, but here it is. I will, O hill, be still, fulfill, until I will, O hill, be still, fulfill. Shall we try it? We go. One, two, three, one, two, sing. I will, O hill, be still, fulfill, until I will, O hill, be still, be still, be still. All right, ladies, may we try it alone, please? Ready? I will. Men, here we go. I will, fulfill. Be still, fulfill. All right, now let's try it in a round, and it will go this way. I'm sorry. No, it's too early. So forth. Now the ladies will begin and the men will follow as usual. Here we go. I will sing, ladies. I will, be still. Men. Now let's do it alone without the help of the crutch, or the piano, I'm sorry. I will, ladies, I will still on to men. Let's go through it once more. Everybody in unison, I will. Here we go. There you are. A cannon in the morning. A round in the morning.
Well, I don't know how you feel. You know, I feel like we're not ready, I don't think, to do it in Vespers. No. Are you ready do you think that what you're going to do, like at 9:47, you can do in Vespers? This business of getting ready, and are you ready? And are you done with what you did? And is it enough? And what happened? You were part of the birth of a round. You know, if I could go out and say, well, I didn't do that well, that could be a thing you were part of, you know. Or wonder how he does it. You could be part of that too. You could also be part of this thing called, I was there when something was first done. That opens eyes. And that awareness, to know that we're always moving into something that's meeting us, and that we're always in what's called unfolding. Unfolding is a marvelous word to sing, but that's because it's a marvelous thing to do. It's a marvelous thing to experience. In a song that Paul and I did last week, there's a line in there called Unfolding of the Green. I don't know how the song goes. I mean, I don't know how my text goes. But I know that I have cloth with me, and the cloth that I have with me is green. And when I unfold it, there's always a little package of crushed flowers in it, which I got in McFarland, Wisconsin, when a woman brought this bag of crushed flowers, pressed flowers, to a storytelling time. 300 people brought 300 things, and she held it up. She was the first, and she said, this is mine. She said, it's from my son's funeral. That was 10 years ago. Now she had told the whole community something they didn't know. And I picked up this green cloth, and the woman told a story, and I said, do they go together? And the woman with the flowers said, I would like to have you wrap it in green. And then that was 4 years ago or 3 years ago, and now we have a song called Unfolding of the Green. It's in there. Or soul. Where does it come from? Dayton, Ohio. When a kid comes home from the war and doesn't know what to do with a kid. That, you know, where does it come from? That's the creative space for the muse. I want you to see a movie in just a little while. It's only a 5-minute film, but there's so much that creates energy for me. But I'm going to skip by all that, and I'm going to join John, who is going down the hill, and he's on the bus with Debbie and some others. John Johnson, who sang, Go Tell the Baby's Father the Little Baby's Dead. Stayed over one day to be in this. Act of worship. What was the act of worship for John? I asked him last night, because I know his story. Because in McFarland, where his father had been pastor, I went there when I heard they were going to tear down this old church. His father had died. Just died. And I asked for a souvenir. I asked if I could have the altar. I don't know what I'd have done with it, but someone had already been promised the altar. I wanted the altar rail. Someone got that. I wanted the steeple, and I couldn't get the steeple. I couldn't get anything but a little piece of tin off the wall, and they gave me that. But the next, I have it. In fact, when I came back the next time, they saved me a whole bundle. And when I came back the final time, there was no building there, just the earth. And I remember a woman who came to me and said, they have taken away our building, and I don't know where they put it. I mean, that's about what she said. And she was really hurting. So I asked her for a shovel. We went to the pastor's house, and we found a shovel, and I asked her where the altar had been. And when she showed me exactly where the altar had stood, I leaned with her over this earth, and I said, "Look!" She said, "What?" I said, "Earth, and it's growing. It's been waiting 100 years to be a garden." She got so excited. I filled her a little bucket. She took it home, and there was a meeting, and many took earth home. I took some on an airplane to a professor friend who needed earth in Columbus, Ohio, and gave it to him because he hadn't been in touch with earth for a long time. I got an apple tree to go with it. He was embarrassed, except now they're both doing well. He and the apple tree. He's even given it a Hebrew name. And there was a woman before I left this place, John's mother, who said, when she saw this earth moving where her husband had stood at the altar, when there was a slab cement floor, she said, "Before you leave, go and see where Harvey lies." And now I meet Harvey's son. And I'm wondering how Harvey's son is doing with, "Go tell the baby's father the little baby's dead." And Harvey said Harvey's son last night said, "Well, all I thought of when I sang 'Go tell the baby's father' was my father." It was a healing thing. He needed one more day at Holden to meet something and move through an owie, a boo-boo, a hurt, a creative chaotic time. And now he can go. He's a different person. Yeah. And I want you to play a song that was from last night, and then we're going to see a film.
Okay.
It's a new song for both of us. It's Rockabye Baby. Baby Magdalene, this woman in the garden. I'm not a great singer. That's why I do this, because this will encourage you. This will open your eyes. If you do it very well, you could intimidate each other. I'll just sing a few. Rockabye baby, baby Magdalene, come and be my Valentine. Please stop your mournin' crying, the sobbin' and the sighin', 'cause my daddy rolled away the stone, and you are not alone. Baby, you are not alone. Baby, don't be crying anymore. Let's go walking, let's go talking. It's better than it was before. So baby, don't be crying anymore. The last stanza, and you can hum along if you want to. Rockabye baby, baby Magdalene, come and be my Valentine. Get ready for some swinging, and get your heart a-ringing, 'cause my daddy rolled away the tree. Oh, take the world with me. Oh, take the world with me. Baby, don't be crying anymore. Let's go walking, let's go talking. it's better than it was before. So baby, don't be crying anymore. Just play along a little soft on that one. And now we're going to get we're going to get something that's going round. It's a great liturgical film, about 4 minutes long. I won't show you the title. Augsburg has given me this film because it doesn't rent out well. No one wants it. So I said, I'll take it. And here we go. We're going to see a beautiful thing that's, I call it worship. This is what worship is. Of course, once I showed it to the seminary, I said, this is what seminary is. Here is liturgy. Thank you. So, what do you see? And this is the first time I have seen this film, because I forgot to say it has a soundtrack, and so Paul just keeps playing, and I think, wow, now what you're going to do? Well, I thought, just let her go. And now I see splashing water, liturgy, time, tidal waves, energy. Good morning, and have a good day.
I'm going to ask Paul to play behind my story. This is a story that I don't think you've heard, Paul. Paul and I are going to take you into a tiny piece of worship this morning, which is usually found on some page in the front of the book. Sometimes it's called the offering, sometimes it's called the offertory, sometimes a curiae, and sometimes the Agnus Dei, and they all have to do with each other. That's why they all got together in the same hymnal. Several years ago, I came to an Easter service in a little house where about 30 people were gathering for Easter, and I thought that I would get to worship at least with 30 people, when in some few years ago, before, I had been worshiping with like 2,000. But I was in this other town now in Minneapolis in a national office, and was part of a house church. And so I came eagerly on Easter to be part of 30 people. And I came to the door, and whoever planned the service that Sunday said, "You get one name." I thought, this isn't fair. I came, you know, to be with 30, and I get one. So I went along with it, and I drew Eric's name. Eric was 2, and I was 45. I was sure this would be a complete failure. And then I don't like to fail on Easter. I'm used to crowds, and I had one. I felt a little bit like the Emmaus walk. I wondered if I could discipline him, whether he would like me, whether I would find him enjoyable. I was hooked up with a lad, even as Abraham was hooked up with his son, and our father was hooked up with his Jesus. And I am still hooked up with sons and daughters. So I reached down to get Eric's hand, and he knew it was Easter, and he knew that we could go outside into the yard. And as I grabbed his hand, it was gone, because Eric was gone. It was an eye-opener, a heart-opener, a head-opener. It was an everything-opener, and Eric was running across the yard, and soon he bent over in a liturgical act called picking something up. He stared. He looked down, and I looked down with him, and what did I see but a rock? A rock on Easter. I thought this had been rehearsed. He picked up the rock, and before I could say anything, he put the rock into my hand, and I had a gift. I thought, this is marvelous. It's Easter. I'm with a boy. He found a rock, and I have a gift. That was about 2 minutes into the liturgy. And Eric didn't know how to spell it, what it meant, and that it maybe comes from the word latrine. He never knew that. All of that was unknown to Eric. And I thought, we're doing well. I grabbed his hand again. Neither hand was there, and Eric was scooting across the grass. And I was chasing him on Easter, and he leaned down, and he looked at a flower. And I thought of all the lilies in San Antonio, Texas. On a good Easter, we'd have 30. And we were looking into a dandelion. And Eric picked it and gave it to me. 2 words Eric had said so far. When he saw the rock, he said, "See!" When he saw the flower, he said, "See!" I was thinking of church bulletins. What a marvelous church bulletin it would be if we had "See!" printed on the front of it. Eric wasn't thinking of church bulletins, front of hymnal, on this day. I wondered if he knew where he was in a small catechism. And Eric was gone again. I thought surely he would know we were doing well. And now Eric was tumbling through the grass, just bouncing and tumbling and rolling. And I thought, what's that got to do with Easter? And Eric said, "See!" And I saw Eric. That's what he was headed for. That's what we're always headed for. Through the rock and through the flower, Eric wanted me to see Eric. And I saw him. And then he did what the rock did to Eric. You see, the rock said, "Hey, Eric, pick me up." And the flower said, "Hey, Eric, you want to hold me?" And Eric said, "See!" And I lifted Eric on my shoulder. And I thought, surely we were near Easter. And Eric pointed to the house of the 28. And he said, "See!" And I knew what we were to do. The two of us, Eric and I, tied together this way, ran, and we had Easter in the house. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, and you give me my peace. O Eric, O Mary, O Lois, O Paul, Christ in you and through you takes away my sin, and you give me my Lord's peace. To think by analogy, to think sideways, upside down, inside out, we all do it. And that's very beautiful. Musicians do it, children do it, people who bake do it, those who commune do it. That's what Eye Opener is about. That's what liturgy is about. It's to bake your bread in the front of God, to pick your flowers in the front of God, chop your wood in the front of God, do all of that, even if there's no organ or piano music around. It's to do everything in the front of God, even the humblest of all tasks. It means it's public. It means you don't just do it for yourself so no one can see. It's a public work under God and moves right through the word latrine, latrine keeper, the under rowers, those at the bottom of the boats who sweat the most and were tied to the boat. That's the liturgist. And if you like wearing stoles, that's all part of liturgy too, because that was an old wooden yoke that tied you to the ground. And someone was always saying, let's go, get up. That's to think by analogy, and Paul and I are here to stimulate that and motivate that in you. That's part A. I get organized too. Paul and I have four parts. Number one is sometimes called A. Sometimes it's called morning. And afternoon is called B, and evening is called C, and night is called D. So we have an ABCD, and the clock will tell us whether we get through D or just through B. And that's how it is. Everyone does organize, but we layer. We have lots of things going at the same time. That's why I like to think that eyes get open when you've got rocks and stories and music all going at the same time. Because just think of what's all going on at the same time. Oh, I like to be an altar guild this morning. So I'm going to be a one-person altar guild with altar guild music as I do this setting up of Abraham's altar. Oh, not only Abraham's altar, Israel's altar, but not only Israel's altar, John the Baptist's altar, who saw Jesus the Lamb, but not only his altar. I'd like to set up Calvary too, the Father's altar, but not only his altar. I'd like to set up a Holden altar, but not only the Holden altar, just any altar. So we'll have some alternating music. Liturgy is a walk, and sort of cleaning things up, I found this sock, so that surely goes on it, because liturgy really is a walk, and someone apparently can walk. I found these socks. Liturgy has to do with food. Sometimes we do it the first Sunday of the week or the month. But sometimes the first Sunday of the month points us to breakfast, dinner, supper, and all the other meals. So to keep this food clean, it's very good. I wrapped it in this. Because Abraham's taking he's on a hike with his son. You know the story. That's the story. Abraham was on a hike. I'm on a hike with my sons, your daughters. And sometimes I can't find my own, then I take yours, but I'm on a hike. I wasn't going to set that up, but I just saw it. It looked like it could be set up. Because when we get done using it, someone maybe wants it. It's called a souvenir from Holden Altar or Abraham's or John the Baptist. In case you get caught or need to tie a lamb or your son. Someone could get framed. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you could get singled out. Like, hey, you. I mean, not just anybody. Hey, you. So I put the frame up there. That means, hey, you. Or me. Whoever's behind it. So I thought, I think I can find something to go behind it. Took a course in this, and I thought it might spoil it, so I didn't. And I'm just going to make it up. This is called "Do Your Own Decorating." I've got to get this up here because I know that the story ended when Abraham lit his stump. I mean, he turned it into a candelabra. I mean, that's what the word peace means at the end. You go through all of this walking and churning in order that you might know there's peace on the other side. Last night we talked about, I think we heard something like, I'm finding out what we heard something like. We heard something like, confession of sin is an act of faith. This is that sentence. I mean, when I hear a sentence that I like, I gotta get my hands into it or arms around it. Under rower, he's got a napkin, he's got a cloth. This guy works in the kitchen. Or, you know, maybe he's a maverick guy. He's probably ordained or wishes he were and doesn't know he is. He's a dancing servant, kind of God's marvelous slave. That's who he is. Make these things up. This is called Inside Out. It's a nice walking stick. Abraham bent it going up. Didn't need it when he came down. And oh, how Sarah was glad. And the city made him leave. Seems to be in my way. How do you make meaning? How do you let ideas come in and out of objects that you carry around? How do you let music and the unconscious come through and just kind of make it up and wing it? Wing it is marvelous. Then you get to be that eagle that was talked about in Matins. When you can wing it, you're an eagle. Mary has got so on her shoulder now. You never know where so goes. So goes. I don't know. Joseph, I think he's got to watch from a distance. I'd like to decorate chancels. I'd do that for nothing if you'd hire me. There it is. It's called a conglomeration. It's called Welcome to Today. It's called What Are You Going to Do With It? It's called How Are You Going to Sort It All Out?
It's called, which session are you going to? It's called, what's meaningful to you and what isn't? Or what's meaningful to her? That's what it means to me. And I'd just like to have you talk to the people next to you for about 3 minutes. And talk off this word. So what are you feeling? Talk with each other. I just wonder if you notice that you're being accompanied. Isn't that marvelous? That you are being accompanied. You are now an anthem. You just imagine, in fact, kind of make it happen that some of the words that you've heard or said or felt are going to go right into where Paul and I are going, right off his music there. It's an old song at Holden. It's about 5 days old, called Dada Boom Boom. And Dada Boom Boom really is a very old song. It was invented before some of you got here. And that may be 2 days ago. So it's an old song, and we're going to sing some of the words you said, or saw, or imagined, and didn't say. So we'll have a little introduction to Dada Boom Boom. As I said, it's one of the old hymns in the church that some of you have not heard, because it was before the bus arrived in that era. Some of the old words of the church called 1, 2, 3, or Trinity, Dada Boom Boom. That's one of the newer ones. but some things sound like Dada Boom Boom, and so we picked that one up. Lord of Rhyme, Dada Boom Boom, Lord of Time. Dada Boom Boom, 1, 2, 3, Dada Boom Boom, Trinity. I'll do this for the Trinity. Or I could juggle three eggs, or I don't know what you like, or look at one thing in three ways. That's Trinity, okay? And that's 1, 2, 3. You got that 1, 2, 3. Now, Lord of Rhyme, I kind of wiggle. That's not wiggle. That's dance. Rhyme is like two things together, and Lord of Time is clock. All right, da da boom boom. We could and that was what it was all about. The lamb was giving its life, and Abraham's son was to give his life, and the Passover lamb gave its life, its blood, itself, as food even. They ate their pet, like eating your canary that you raised for 7 years. I mean, you got to get into that. You got to open that cage. Once in your lifetime, you should kill a pet and eat it, but that's it. It's the am in place of you. Okay, Lord of Lamb and Lord of Am. Da da boom boom, Lord of Lamb. Da da boom boom, Lord of Am. Da da boom boom, 1, 2, 3. Da da boom boom, Trinity. Now, frame and shame. Wait a minute. All right, frame and shame. And give me some more. Same. And give me another new word. True and blue. What? Proof and truth. All right, sing your own. Here we go. Once more. Here. La da boom boom, Lord of wine. Da da boom boom, Lord of mine. Da da boom boom, 1, 2, 3. Da da boom boom, Trinity. Now you know why there are hymnals, to control us. But out there, you know, you don't find many people running around with hymnals out there. Hymnals in here are also to release us. Oh, the pictures in these lines of the hymns. Now, Paul, I'm watching the time, and two things. I would like to, have you play a song called Soul. It's part of a trilogy. We call it Old Town of David. But there are three stanzas. It's not, you don't have it. There are three stanzas in it. There are three stanzas in it, and each one has a great big soul, like the one on Mary's shoulder. And it's enormous. And Paul played it for me just once. I heard it this morning for the first time. You'll hear it on Saturday evening as a trilogy.
Shall I read the text, or will you hear?
You sing the text, and I'll read over your singing while you're playing.
it would take a longer eye-opener for me to sing, but I'll do
it.
Well,
that. Just kind of whisper as though you're in a cafe.
All right. Old town of David bore the Lord, the promised firstborn son. So hold the Father to the word.
So hold the Father to the word.
That David's kind be one.
That humankind be one. Great hymn called Soul.
All angels bore the news and joy. Till earth received a song. So shepherds hurried to the boy. And knelt beside him long.
That's why they did it.
And knelt beside him long.
See, that's long. Three times makes it longer than once. Salvation dwells in darkness deep.
Inside a manger place. So when we hope and when we weep. Our heart does own the grace.
Tomorrow we continue the Agnus Dei. We're only on B. We have C and D, and we won't even get to do what we were going to do tomorrow. But I'd like to have you close your eyes, and I'm going to ask John to sing
a stanza or three of a song that you have, but don't get out your song sheets. John, come here and we'll sing, "O Sacred Head Now Wounded." And let your eyes see the Lamb-ness.
O Sacred Head Now Wounded in Home and Government, we need your grace unbounded in Blessed Sacrament. O Sacred Head, how gory is our disunity. We need the grace and glory of your hilarity. O Sacred Head, now dying for all in skin and bone, who keep forever dying in pain and all alone. O Sacred Head, what glory for those with hollow cheek. If we but did the story of feasting with the weak.
And while Paul softly sings the last stanza and you leave, there's going to be some bread at each door, and if you want a piece of it, then join those who don't have it by eating it. Just take a bit and taste with them and with their not having it.
O Sacred Head, now wounded in war and war and war, why is our vision bounded? What are we fighting?
Our opening has begun, not over, so go in peace. Not to make you sad, but to know that we're part of the saved. It means to be sensitive and sure. And see you in the village with those who eat and those who don't, those who weep and those who leap.